For the first time in nearly a decade, the government earned an A for meeting its small business contracting goals. That's 23% of contracting dollars across government. NASA got the equivalent of an A+. Nearly 30% of its contracts went to small and disadvantaged businesses. Well, how'd they do it? We asked Glenn Delgado, the Associate Administrator of NASA's Office of Small Business Programs. Delgado says the commitment starts at the top.
Administrator Bolden is an unbelievable advocate of the small business program. And like any organization, if the boss is on board with it, everybody else usually does. And if the boss doesn't support it, which has been the case at a few other federal agencies, the program doesn't flourish as well.
Well, how do you operationalize it? Because this comes down to decisions made by contracting officers throughout the agency and the space centers and so forth and the different components. So how do you know that everybody's operating in such a way that you'll add up at the end of the year to the scores that SBA has tallied up for you?
Well, basically, we get involved very early in the acquisition process, and a lot of that's because the senior management and I work together to make sure before any procurement goes forward, even in the planning stages, that we're involved in that planning. So we're really involved in what we call the market research or source, looking for sources for the businesses. And then as we get all that research in, that's when we make the decision whether we can go small business, if there's opportunities there, or if it goes full and open at that point. And then if it is going full and open, what would be the subcontracting opportunities based on the responses we get?
Give us a sense of what you buy. In other words, the report says $2.8 billion went to small business. Was it mostly services or mostly products? Was it mostly technology or was it in a lot of other areas?
Well, we have a very strong SBIR program, which does the actual technology itself, but that accounts for probably about 10 to 15% of our dollars. Most of it, I would say, would be in engineering services and other types of services. That's where most of the small business dollars do go to.
Tell us how you did this year in terms of the women-owned small businesses and the hub zones, because I know that those are ones that the agency has had problems with in terms of reaching your goals in the past.
Yes, that's always been historically our Achilles heel, I'll say. But for between FY12 and FY13, we did increase in each of those categories, women-owned, service-disabled, and hub zone. Like in FY12, we did about $469 million. In FY13, we did about $67 million. $401 in FY12 and $469 in 13. So we went up about $60 million, $67 million in women-owned. And a lot of that's because we're finally getting better market research and finding them. And then the regulations changed a little bit, so there's an increase in the ceiling that we can do for women-owned set-asides. Service-disabled vet, we've really been having a tough time with. Even though in FY13 we did go up, not a whole lot. We went up about $10 million in service-disabled vets. But for HubZone, we went up almost $56 million between the two fiscal years. And a lot of that is really based on our market research and the efforts we do. We have what we call industry days here at NASA, where we do focused outreach for each of those specific groups at the different centers. So we make sure that the people that are coming to that, the businesses, are at least 50% in that category, and then the rest of it can be, a mixture of other small business types.
So of these figures that you mentioned, say the $469 million for women-owned, were most of those prime, or were they?
Oh, they were all prime. All these numbers I'm talking to are about prime dollars going straight to small business in those categories.
And you've mentioned market research several times already in the last couple of minutes. Can you give us an idea of how you do market research now and how it's improved over the years?
Well, honestly, we didn't do a really good job at market research or the analysis historically. But say over the last 5 years, since Administrator Bolden's been in place, he's sent down the message really to all the program and technical people and to the contracting folks that we really need to do a better job of locating small businesses. So we've really detailed a lot of the requirements of what we're looking for and sending them out to industry. And then we do a lot of outreach to ourselves where we talk to the small businesses and tell them that they really need to respond very specifically to the sources sought synopsis that we send out. Previously, like we would send out like 9 or 10 questions saying, we're looking for this type of requirement, this type of work, and a lot of them would just staple their capability briefs to the sources sought send them back to us. And our technical people would consider that basically non-responsive because of the fact they didn't answer the questions we were specifically looking for. So we've been doing a lot of talking to the industry groups as we go out there and say, make sure you really answer the questions, not just staple a capability brief. And then based on that, they've been really getting a lot more acceptance by the technical people. And then also we have another program that we do, we call the Technical Advisor Program, where we're now having the tech advisors. In every technical code at each of the centers, somebody is assigned to work with the small business specialist at that center. And anytime that they have an outreach event or we do a national outreach event, they actually come and start integrating and meeting with the small businesses, and they're getting a lot more comfortable with them also. So they're really starting to accept it, you know, because before in their minds they were like, I don't think a small business can really do this. Now that they're actually out there meeting them, seeing their products and services on the tables and understanding their capabilities, they're a lot more receptive to utilizing them too.
We're speaking with Glenn Delgado. He's the Associate Administrator of NASA's Office of Small Business Programs. And a point you made about better and more responsive responses, really talking to that RFP, for example, specifically rather than stapling your brochure to the RFP. So in a sense, by being more rigorous about how small business responds, there's a little bit of irony there that their success rate increases.
And that's true because they're being a lot more responsive to it. They're actually answering the questions and demonstrating that they do have the technical capabilities to perform what we're looking for. And also, you know, like any business relationship, it's all about relationships. You usually don't buy stuff from people you don't know. So by us exposing our technical and program people to these small businesses, they're actually building relationships with them, becoming more comfortable with them, and therefore doing more business with them also.
So those companies were out there, but they just weren't using, or NASA wasn't using them very much, or they weren't selling very much to NASA. So does that imply that a lot of the technical engineering services that NASA requires are also used by commercial entities? And so the companies were already there, they just weren't connected with NASA.
That's basically it. They didn't know what we were. They didn't do a lot of their homework to see what we were actually buying and what our needs were. You know, so they were just sending us generic information. Now they're becoming a lot more familiar, as I call it, doing their homework about what our requirements are and what we need. And then they realize, you know, this is a lot of money involved out here. So let's, you know, play the game a lot better than we've been playing it before.
And with those particular subcategories, women-owned small businesses, again, hub zones, why do those remain, as you put it, your Achilles heel?
Because to be honest with you, there's a lot of them that don't necessarily provide the services that we need. And it's also, they're still the ones that aren't, I'll say, totally participating in the sources sought. They're not answering a lot of them. Say, like, if we get 30 responses from small businesses, maybe one or two of them are veteran-owned, and they're, you know, versus the rest of them being women and hub zone even, or regular generic small businesses. So they're not participating a lot. So we really go to a lot of veteran outreach events and really try to drive that point home as we did with all the rest of the small businesses and got their participation up. But still, a lot of them are doing types of services that we're not buying a whole lot of stuff in. So we are doing actually a new data dive, what we call a deep dive now, where we're comparing our numbers to the rest of the federal government, and we're seeing where the rest of the federal government is buying stuff from service-disabled veterans, and our numbers are below in that NAICS code particularly, and then we're going into the FPDS database to see who these companies are, and then we're actually making sure that we send copies of our sources sought and solicitations to them so that they can start replying back to us and we can start bringing up our numbers. So.
And when you look at, say, women-owned small businesses, if they don't provide services that NASA needs, is it possible for you to raise your percentages or to do better with that group?
Not necessarily. It would be harder, but we're trying to locate the ones that do what we are, you know, what we need or what we buy. And, you know, there are women companies that actually now are starting to diversify into those fields because they see the opportunity to buy stuff from us or from us to buy stuff from them.
And when you have a set aside deal, say it is for engineering services, what do you have any idea of how many of your acquisitions are competitive within those ranges, or are they just sole sources based on the preferences built into the small business contracting laws?
I'd say right now there are probably more on the competitive than the set-aside because of the fact that the set-aside rules are relatively new. So we have not, I think we've only done maybe 5 or 6 women-owned small business set-asides, where before a lot of them were wanting on the open market either under small business set-aside or in a full and open environment, and they were actually just winning them flat out that way. Because with the new rules, I think we've only done 5 or 6 set-asides because the cap was so low before, and now that they raised the limit, now we're able to do more set-asides because our numbers were, we do more bigger procurements than the ceiling used to allow.
And Glenn, I just want to ask you a question about how all of this is measured. I mean, we've said that 23% is a goal for the government. Does that make sense, and is that helpful from your perspective to have a goal like that, or is it arbitrary?
Congress put that goal out there, and remember, that's for the government wide. There's like 4 or 5 agencies, and NASA being one of those, that are allowed to be below that 23% because of the nature of what we buy. So we look at it, we do what we can, and like last year, we did make it to 21 and some change. You know, so we are trying very hard. You know, we brought it up from 19 the year before, up into the 21 range, but where there's other agencies that have goals of 46% to make up our difference, but they spend less than half the money we spend also. So, you know, it all balances out to the 23% for government-wide, but particular agencies negotiate with SBA based on what they can do, basically.
Does having a number like that, is it helpful to you?
It gives me something to shoot for, yeah. But I still look at an analysis of what we're going to be buying, what Congress gives us as a procurement budget, and you know what we can do with that money as far as be able to go to small business or large business. Because the key thing is the mission is still always number one, because without the mission, none of us are needed. So we have to make sure the mission gets done, and I have to balance that with the small and large primes.